Anna Friz is a Canadian sound and media artist and media studies scholar whose work inspires many a radio artist. The piece we will hear.
Congress, in its wisdom, has prohibited pirate operators, that is, people who operate without licenses, from ever owning a low-power station. On the other hand, that same pirate could own, for example, WCBS-TV in New York City.
Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxe.org for more information.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Drone Choir of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio.
The community stepped up. I mean, I've heard lots of reports, the Catskill Mutual Aid Society, the group.
Step out, get some air now, let your edge out. To some iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, baby. I've been on my empty mind. I should have kept from losing the best of me. I worry that I wasted the best of me. It's just urgent. Trying to make sense of a little change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go of Wayne. Think he was holding me. Choose the right. What it will break up in front of me. All the while, I'll wave my arm and feel with a smile. I still wanna try. Still believe in good days. Always inside.
The song that I was just playing was Good Days by SZA. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about how people talk about, like, saying gay and, like calling people gay and homophobic, how that's a slur. But we're going to be back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant.
Columbia County broke its own record for new COVID-19 cases, reporting 28 on December 17th. The day before, Columbia County reported 23 new cases, which at that time was the largest number of new coronavirus cases announced in a day. Greene County did not make any announcement about coronavirus on December 17th, which is odd for a weekday. There were 90 new cases of COVID-19 reported by Rensselaer County Health Department on December 17th, for a total of 898 active cases. Albany County announced 222 new COVID-19 cases and 5 new deaths on December 17th. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "And while we bounce back from the storm, we are still grappling with the COVID crisis on our hands, as we see our daily positive cases and the number of residents hospitalized each reach record levels. County hospitalizations have been trending upwards since Friday, reaching its peak of 100 today. The only way we're going to turn this around is by staying home as much as possible, avoiding large gatherings, and wearing a mask when out in public," end quote. Rick Carlin writes in the Times Union, "A team of researchers and environmental activists are suggesting it might be wise for residents of communities contaminated by PFAS chemicals get an extra COVID-19 booster shot because high exposure to the toxic compounds could weaken the immune system, making it more difficult to fight off the virus." Speakers on a Zoom conference on December 17th, put on by the Environmental Working Group, stopped short of saying definitely that PFAS exposure increases the risk or susceptibility to COVID. But there was some evidence with animal experiments, as well as some early observations, suggesting that could be the case. Linda Birnbaum, former director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Services and National Toxicology Program, believes researchers should track the level of antibodies in people with high PFAS exposure after the vaccines are administered to see if they differ from the overall population. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl compounds, are known as forever chemicals due to their strong molecular bonds, most notably between fluorine and carbon. They are associated with illness such as thyroid disorders, cancers, and other ailments. Health Department spokeswoman Erin Silk said in an email that the Federal Centers for Disease Control has not recommended third doses of COVID-19 vaccine for anyone. State officials are generally following those federal guidelines in their COVID response. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Elsa Colassi is reporting for Variety. New York-based Grasshopper Film has acquired North American rights to Hudson resident Ephraim Asali's debut feature, The Inheritance. The film had its premiere at the Toronto Film Festival and a screening at the New York Film Festival. Grasshopper intends to have The Inheritance open on March 12th at Film at Lincoln Center, as well as in other cities. The ensemble film takes place almost entirely in a West Philadelphia house where a community of young people come together to form a collective of black artists and activists. The Pennsylvania-born filmmaker Asali's has been exploring different facets of the African diaspora for nearly 10 years, and The Inheritance is based on his own experience in a black liberationist group. The film stars Nozifo McLean, Eric Lockley, Chris Jarrell, and Julian Rosell Jr. It was produced by Asali and Victoria Brooks. In addition to his film work, Asali is a DJ and was a volunteer on-air host at WGXE-FM from 2013 to 2018. He is an assistant professor of film and electronic arts at Bard College. And you can read more at Variety.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Woodstock town officials are being asked to support the Woodstock Community Homes Project as a way to close the affordable housing gap for working residents. The issue was discussed during a town board meeting held via video conference on December 15th. A member of the housing committee noted a survey is being conducted through January 15th to help match willing homeowners with potential renters. Committee member Kirk Ritchie said, and I quote, "Over 40% of Woodstockers pay more for housing than they should be paying,
which is an average of 30% of their income. The gap between rent for a one-bedroom apartment and a worker's wage is greater than $500. This is a significant red flag for our town, end quote. The survey seeking residents' input is being done to determine if there is community interest in establishing a program that gives homeowners a way to rent spare rooms. The group began the housing efforts late last year, and then COVID-19 got in the way. Committee member Susan Goldman said the survey is the first step in the effort. She added that the survey also asked potential renters the parameters for their participation. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 18th. Everybody out there preparing to go out and go sledding and enjoy all that beautiful snow that fell, remember, it is very cold out there today. This morning it starts off 10 degrees in Buckleyville to 17 degrees in Quarryville. A breeze today will push that cold into nooks and crannies, making it worse. So make sure that everybody, especially the little ones, are all bundled up. It will be dry today, but watch for sudden blown snow on those roads. Temperatures reach 30 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, it gets really cold, 4 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Take precautions. Tomorrow will be dry again with a high of 31. Sunday gets up to 38 degrees, but also brings some light mixed precipitation with it. Today's tide schedule is 5:38 a.m. is your high tide, then low tide at 11:52, and then high again at 5:54 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:12 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:15 a.m. Looking way up, we see two near-Earth objects are expected, the largest of which is 30 meters wide, enough to destroy a couple square city blocks. Solar wind speed is currently 294 kilometers per second at 13 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 12, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Program at the clubhouse, got a drum set at the clubhouse, got a piano at the clubhouse, make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
The you were just listening to a Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So today we're going to be talking about how you people use, say, like gay and or like, fag as
gay
a slur.
As a slur. Like to how they like substitute the word gay for other things. And it, and how it affects people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm DJ Walter White, by the way. And I'm here sitting in on this segment because I feel like it's an important one and we should talk about it. So, yeah, that's what we're going to touch on today.
So, right now we have a song by Janelle Monae called Make Me Feel.
Don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Oh, you know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but there's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. So good, so good, so good, so real. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
That was Make Me Feel by Monae.
I like that song. It's very vibey. That's a vibey song.
Yeah,
big
it was
vibes.
A very bouncy song.
So, yeah. Like so, we said. Okay, go ahead, Monae.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, why did you think it was such an important topic? Like, important enough to go on the radio?
Well, I was thinking about it for a while, that we should do a segment on it, but it just kept slipping my mind, you know? And then, like, I was in a meeting with staff, a staff meeting, yesterday, and it got brought up, and you know, I just feel like it's a good topic to touch with y'all because I feel like it's mostly people in y'all age group that are, you know, who use this the word as a slur or as a substitute for something else, and you never know who's around you that you're disrespecting.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I feel like we needed to put it on the radio and touch on it just like we touch on everything else, so people can get a feeling of how we think about it and what we and what our thoughts are about it. And what is your thoughts on it? What do you, how do you feel when you hear people say, oh, that song is gay, or they use the word gay for a substitute as something else, as something for being stupid? How do you feel about that?
I feel like people shouldn't do that, because why are you paying attention to that? Because if we use a different word, say we didn't use gay, say we use black, like how that, it's supposed to be an insult. Why is gay an insult? Like,
yeah, exactly. That's my whole point. Like, and why do you care if someone's gay? How is that hurting you?
Exactly.
What does it have to do with you?
Let people
and
just,
no cap. Like, when people say it's how mad weird, like, that's gay, I'm like, huh? Like,
yeah, like, what do you mean that's gay? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So right now we have an interview, but
I mean, this stuff been going on for so long, like a long time. Like, I've been in, ever since before, like, I even went to, like before I even started this job, because when I first started this job, like, I used to hear the kids say that. I still hear the kids saying that to this day, but they used to say it so much, like, all the time. But I used to hear it before that, like, even back when, years ago. Mad years ago, I used to hear people say that, and it always struck me, like, I used to say it too. And then one day I was like, why am I saying this? Like, I have people in my family who are gay. I know people. I'm friends with people who are gay, and I'm disrespecting them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? By saying that, like using a gay in a slur, like, it's just, and then I had to equate it, like, it's just like saying the N-word, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's equivalent to that. Like, it's ignorant. Like, mm-hmm. get to know people before you just start judging and just saying stuff. And you never know your surroundings or who's around. And, you know, there might be a person who's dealing with, you might be, like, let's say, for instance, here's a thing. Like, let's say if we're just chilling somewhere in an environment, and let's say I'm the person who's using gay as a slur, and I'm saying, yo, bro, chill, that's mad gay. Like, mm-hmm. And then there's a person that's around me who's dealing with coming out or being gay and hasn't told anyone yet, and I could be affecting that person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you never know. Like, he might be scared to come out because he heard me joking about it or something like that. And this has been going on for years, longer than you could even imagine. Like, it didn't just start here at Clubhouse. This has been going on. So we have a little clip from Kanye West. And this was in 2005, might I add. And he was talking about people saying it in his high school, and then when he got into the record industry, how people were saying it. So let's take a listen to this clip real quick.
I wanted this to just come on TV and just tell my rappers, just tell my friends, like, yo, stop it, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, that's really discrimination. To me, that's exactly what they used to do to black people. I'm just trying to tell people, just stop all that.
That was the clip right there, right? Mm-hmm. That was the clip right there. Y'all heard? That was 2005. That's Kanye West, and he was dealing with that in high school, and he's dealing with it in the record industry right now.
Wow.
So that goes to show you how long this thing has been going on, and how long it's probably been affecting people. You understand?
Yeah, I feel like people, it's so weird because people are using this, like, this little slang, just, like, from a trend, like, from trending. And then it stops trending, but, like, it just keeps on going on. Like, people are still saying it, it's still affecting people.
Yeah. It's just like the game, like, it's a game people play also. It's called Pause, like. Mm-hmm. They'll say something.
Yeah, I know.
Which is very homophobic to me.
Exactly.
You know? It's all fun and games until you start to think about how it's affecting people, and then it gets weird. You yeah. understand? And it gets disrespectful. And it makes you sound and look ignorant. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not really fun. Like, it's not cool either.
Like, if you just think about it, like, think about it as if it was, like, something affecting you. Like, you might not be gay, but, like, say if you were black or if you were white, like, do it, like, a race thing. Like, if it was someone affecting you.
Yeah, like, what if somebody was calling you the N-word or something like that?
Exactly.
But you know what? Not to flip the subject, but it's the same subject, but it's just, like, the opposite. Okay, so one day, I'm not going to say no names because I don't like, I'm not going to air nobody out. But this was in Clubhouse, and I heard two kids who identify themselves with, they already know that they're gay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I heard them saying, ew, I could never be heterosexual. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now that's disrespect too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's about just letting people be who they are and letting people be human. And, you know, when you start putting names and stuff on things, that's when things kind of get out of hand.
Yeah, start getting messy.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like there shouldn't be no names for it, but hey, it already is. But I feel like these names and these titles is what separate us from the human or having humanity for people, because the names and the titles, they separate us. Mm-hmm. So we need to stop thinking so hard about these names and these titles and focus on human beings.
Exactly.
Just being human beings and having love and compassion for one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like the issue with that, what he just said, that ew, I can never be heterosexual. The issue wasn't I could never be heterosexual. It was the fact that he put ill in front of it.
Exactly. Like,
why is it a bad thing? Why exactly. Why do we have to think of it as a bad thing?
My whole point.
Yeah. So
and that's the point I was trying to make, where we need to just start, you know, focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Focus on treating others. Focus on having respect for each other. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you want to do them type of things, you know what I mean? I suggest you don't do it in public. You know what I mean? In public places or in public around people. Do that with your friends and in your own time. I suggest you don't do it, period, but people are going to do it.
Yeah.
But don't do it in public or around people, because you just never know who's dealing with what.
Yeah, we all learned that little saying when we were kids in kindergarten. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all.
That's a fizz act. Like, right?
Yeah. So, now we have a song by Aretha Franklin called Respect. And we're going to play that for you.
R-E-S-E-T.
Baby, I got what you need, ooh. Do you know I got it too? All I'm asking.
So that was Aretha Franklin's Respect. So now we have this little skit by one of our own Clubhouse members.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin.
Yeah, Devin Gillard.
I'm Devin, and before I start this, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. What was that? Oh, you don't care. Okay, that's fair enough. So today I'm going to be explaining how homophobic black people can be seen as, or their actions can be seen the same as a racist white person. And to understand that, you really have to break it down and get into it. So come take a walk with me. So I'm going to start with saying the definition of racism. So in short, racism is the discrimination against a person or a group of people due to their skin color. And the definition of homophobia, in short, is the discrimination against one person or a group of people for their sexual preference. So my thought process is, a black person will get so angry when a racist white person demeans, beats, discriminates against the black community, but they go and do the same thing to another community. So that just doesn't make sense to me. So my question to you is, not just to you specifically, people I'm talking to, but to the black community, why do you do what you hate? So once again, you do to another community what you don't want being done to your community. And that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you can't get mad at a white person for teaching their kid racism and that they're better than another person because of their skin color, when you're out teaching your child that they're better than a gay person because they're straight or whatnot. So you can't be mad at someone for teaching hate when you're teaching hate too. It just doesn't make sense to me. So that's that on that. Let's get to the examples. Faggots.
Yo, you heard that new Cardi B?
That's fire.
Why are these people in my neighborhood?
So as you've seen, I show an example of racism and homophobia. So I'm going to let Roman here, she came to help me today, really appreciated. I'm going to let her explain how those two can be correlated.
So racism and homophobia are very similar because in both scenarios, someone has power and hate over the other party, and in the second party, they are being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. So that is how homophobia and racism are similar.
Also, if you caught it, the point of my video was to explain how homophobic black person can be seen, or the actions can be seen the same as a racist white person. I was the homophobic black person in this scene with the homophobia being shown. I showed that, and then I showed the scene of the racist white person, quote unquote, she's not racist. Her being racist towards a group of black people. So her definition and her explanation ties into my film. So thank you for watching, and I really appreciate it.
Hey.
So that was our skit by Devin. And yeah, I feel like he made so many good points. Like, how are we mad at racist people when like parents are teaching their kids the same thing, like basically the same thing. They're teaching them that homophobia is wrong. Oh, not homophobia. I'm sorry. They're teaching their kids to be homophobic.
Yeah. That goes along with what I was saying earlier. Like, you know, like how you gonna be homophobic, but get mad when, you know, a white person is being racist towards you for being black, or a black person is being racist towards you for being white. It's the same thing. So it goes back to having to have respect for each other and just, you know, care and love for being human. And,
yeah, you know, like, me? It's about the person, not what they look like, not what their like what their sexuality is.
Exactly. And then why do you care anyway? It has nothing to do with you. I don't understand. That's where it gets weird to me. Like, why do mm-hmm. you care about yes, someone else's sexuality?
Exactly.
I just can't understand that.
Mm-hmm. So it's like literally just love people for who they are. Like,
that's basically what everyone should be doing.
Like, think about their personality.
You know what I mean? Drink water.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So now we're gonna get to our news and weather. News.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The minimum wage rate for workers in upstate New York is again set to increase at the end of the year. In making the decision, state Labor Department officials said they wanted to help workers who have been struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic, but small businesses are worried about the impact it will have on them. The state has been incrementally raising the minimum wage for the past 4 years in a phase plan approach. Ken Polonsky with the Business Council of New York State says businesses now desperately need help, and this is not the time to be piling on extra costs. For Westchester and Long Island, the minimum wage will increase to $14, up from $13. New York City will stay at $15. For the rest of the state, the minimum wage will increase to $12.50, up from $11.80. Polkowski says the increase will cost businesses around $1,400 per employee annually. Assemblymember Pat Fahey argues the workers have also been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Many have seen their hours cut and have been working multiple jobs to make ends meet. Fahey said that she understands that businesses need assistance from both the state and federal government in order to survive the next few months, but disagrees that this is the area to cut. Immediately before the pandemic started, New York achieved record low unemployment at 3.7% following 4 years of increases to the minimum wage. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. Freezing temperatures means the snow will be with us for a while. After a powerful nor'easter dropped 15 to 30 inches of snow in the capital region on December 17th, the National Weather Service expects the snow will stick around for at least a couple of days because below freezing temperatures will continue at least through the weekend. Tom Wasula, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany, said, and I quote, "We will see an increase in some sunshine," end quote. The sunshine could help with melting some snow still on roads, but he added, and I quote, "actual snowpack won't be melting much at all," end quote. Temperatures Friday night are expected to drop to 5 degrees Fahrenheit, which could harden and compact the snow. With a final total of 22.9 inches at the Albany Airport, the December 16-17, 2020 snowstorm ranks as the 8th largest snowstorm of all time and the 4th all-time greatest December snowstorm. On Sunday, the capital region may get into the mid-30s, but that does not mean a significant melting of the snowpack, Wasilla said. No snow emergency in the city of Hudson, but parking instructions have been posted to the city website. Normal alternate side parking rules are generally in effect. However, on Friday afternoon, orange no parking signs will be posted. Drivers are advised to look out for the signs and to refrain from parking where the signs are located after midnight Saturday, December 19th. Overnight parking is permitted on the odd side of the street unless otherwise indicated. Parking is allowed on both sides in municipal lots. The Village of Catskill Police Department's parking plan for snow removal remains in effect. All vehicles must be parked on the outside of the street from 8 a.m. Friday until 8 a.m. Saturday. Cars must be moved in the same way every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. Parking enforcement will remain in effect. Any vehicle parked in violation of village parking regulations hindering the removal of snow will be ticketed and towed at the owner's expense. The details can be found on the Village of Catskill Police Department's Facebook page. The Troy Record is reporting State University of New York has launched a free online training center. The center will prepare eligible students for college and post-COVID careers no matter where they live statewide. It features high school equivalency, college prep, and employment certification programs. The center, announced by State University of New York Chancellor Jim Malatras, represents phase one of his new SUNY for All campaign. Eligible students must be a New York State resident from a low or moderate income household without a post-secondary degree, who may be unemployed or recently laid off. Students who complete any of the online training center certificates with a high school diploma or high school equivalency credential will be automatically accepted into any of SUNY's 30 community colleges or SUNY Empire State College. The application fee is also waived. Those interested can contact SUNY about the spring semester, which is scheduled to start on February 1st, 2021. More information about the new online training center, including details on how to register or attend a virtual informational session, is available at suny.edu/sunyforall. You can read more about this story in the Troy Record. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates. Visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, Clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back, a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba.
Alright, that was the original Clubhouse theme song by DJ AJ. So now, well, today we have myself, Imani, we have
DJ Walter White,
and DJ Popcorn on sound engineering.
Mm-hmm. So now we're just gonna have a calm rap radar. And we're just going to be playing songs and then talking about, like, how we feel about the song, like, what they're talking about in the song. So right now we have Big Steppa from the album Red Flu by Young M.A.
Okay.
Johnny on the track.
Big steppin'. I'm here with this set and I'm big reppin'. In the section with some, it's about 6'7". In the section with the bros, it's like 10-11. Busy in the cut, just in case. Shout out to my brother, he just beat the case. Shout out to my guard, he make no mistakes. Shout out to that bra with the pretty face. She a bartender and a fan. moon on 1942. When she seen a wreck, she skipped to my loo. She said she got a man, when I'm your too. I'm a big stepper. Out here with my set, and I'm big reppin'. If he try to flex, then we G-check him. Keep the Glock by the pillow, I can sleep better. Hoppin' out the foreign Louis slides. Made a half a million, put my guys on. I just bought that cocoa for my side job. She let me keep the pistol in her top drawer. I'm a shot caller. Chain water. Watch water. Drip check. Hot sauce. I bop with the mop cause they plop on her. And that's where the pop, I'ma pop on her. Married to the game and put a rock on her. If she bad, I'ma slide her. With the top shot to top baller. Big stepper. Big stepper. Out here with my set and I'm big reppin'. Red light. If he try to flex, then we cheat check him. What's up? Glock by the pillow, I can sleep.
But... So, that song was Big Stepper by Young M.A. Did you guys know that her real name was Katora Marrero?
Yeah, I knew that.
I did not.
I didn't know that. It's weird because you never know artists' real name. Like once you learn their like rap weird. Name, it's weird to call them that by their real name. But yeah. I think I like that song because I love play on words. Like I love when
she's
people,
big on that too,
yeah.
Play on word. Yeah. Her wordplay is very great. I like it.
I like the beat though. The beat slap.
Mm-hmm. Beat slap. The song was good overall. I like Young M.A. She's very underrated too as a lyricist.
Yeah.
As a lyricist.
Yeah. It's like
she's a one hit wonder though, but that's another story. That's another story for another time. At least she got one though.
It's like I like thinking about like what I'm listening to. Like they will say something and then they will say something like a half a second later. And it would like refer back to the last thing. I like that.
Yeah, you like lyricism.
Yeah,
like,
she does that a lot.
You like lyricism, which a lot of these new artists are lacking these days.
Yeah, that's why I like freestyles. It's weird.
Tired of hearing about how many perks you can pop.
In. Exactly, and in this song, she even said, "I don't take perks. I don't take Zans."
So who's up next?
So now we have a song by Lil Nas X. Called Holiday.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's go now.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, it's another way. All my hit does on go and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes and I don't know why. I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo. Hey, can I pop this? You tried to put me in a bubble, but I popped it. Switch the genre on you, do a rocket. I got the biggest song, check the charts. I don't need them, they wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that'd be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi disaster. Hee-hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes, and they out of control, yo. Hey, it's another way. All my hit does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. Guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today. Man, I snuck into the game, came in on a horse. I pulled a gimmick, I admitted I got no remorse. Nobody tried to let me in, nobody opened doors. I kicked them down, they didn't have a choice. Dun, 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 they tried to next me. Ayy, but I'm blessy. Ayy, no flex, but my checks giving betties. Ayy, and I'm sexy, they wanna sweat me. Pop star, but the rappers still respect me. They wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi disaster. Hee hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson.
hoes and they out of control, yo. Ayy, it's another way. All my hitters on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo.
I feel like that's definitely one of his, like, better songs. Like, I love the flow of his voice. Like, his voice just sounds so clean, like, smooth.
It was a calm song. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely one of my favorite songs.
And he was saying stuff on it, too. Like,
yeah.
I like when he said they try to keep him in a box, but, you know, in a bubble, but he pops-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that's the type of thing that I'm talking about. Like play on words. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a pop
it was a calm
star.
Song. It was a nice flow. Very. I liked the melodic.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it.
So that's yeah. really what that's what I look for in songs. Like,
but he ain't no Nas or DMX.
I can't get over
he
that.
He gotta change his name, yo.
He said pop stars, but rappers still respect me. And then TikTok really made that hit though. You can find that everywhere on TikTok.
That's
everywhere.
That's a whole fact.
TikTok really be blowing up people's songs though.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have a song by Frank Ocean called Channel. I mean, Chanel. I'm sorry.
Chanel.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Got pretty like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat her like you 12, how you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man, God level, I am the I am. I film it with the drone cam in the pink like Killer Cam.
When I zoom on that stick, no way.
Up so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Roll the eyes back in the skull. Rolling when you ride, popping. Rolling when you ride, ride to ride. Got one. Street acting, turned up like some dirty plastic. God. 2016, burn some discs. 2017, ideas playing off of Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, just a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Clips on clips like Mike. It's really all. I see both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you. My mind.
See both sides of the 12. See both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in their hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need a to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you seen it drive in itself. No map black on the ride cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel. My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapse. Rubber band, a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I'm in my baby bar, amazing the cash online unknown. I'm in my baby bar, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket snug, they can't hold my 7, they ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapse. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby bar, amazing the cash online unknown.
I mean my baby boy, blazing a dash, got money at home.
So, well, if you haven't noticed, all of the artists that we played today were a part of the LGBTQ community.
Did you peep that? Because I bet y'all didn't out there.
Yeah.
That's how we like to do things, you heard?
We just so have to subtle. Have a little, subtle. You know, that's a good word.
It's like when you throw a nice fit on and you make it blend. Uh-huh. That's what we do. We do on this show. We blend.
Satisfying.
Mm-hmm. You heard?
But yeah, I really liked that song. It was really calm. Like his voice was just nice and soft. It wasn't loud. It didn't like just bang. It was long. It was just like I don't know. You could listen to that in like a bath or something. Nice. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Who's next?
So, now we have a song by Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris, let's hear it. What's the name of it?
It's called Slide.
Slide by Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris, Frank Ocean, and Migos.
Let's do it. Oh, my boy, the Migos on his eyes.
Yeah. That was a nice song by Migos and Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean. So, now we're going to do our shout-outs. Shout-out to Wave Farm and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And shout-out to DJ D-White for just helping out on the show. Shout-out to Sha Money. And shout-out to DJ Popcorn for sound engineering. So,